USA News, I'm John Schaefer. When it comes to a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the U.S. says don't.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas, and Hamas is the only one that would gain.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Monday said that U.S. officials are collaborating with their Israeli counterparts to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. Last week, the U.N. General Assembly passed a resolution advocating for a humanitarian truce in Gaza. The U.S. and only 13 other nations opposed that truce, while 120 countries voted in favor of it. President Biden has issued an executive order on AI, emphasizing responsible development. Speaking from the White House, the president said it mandates companies building advanced AI systems to conduct safety tests and share results with the government before launch.
To make sure AI is safe and the system is secure.
Federal agencies must apply risk management for AI affecting rights or safety. The order also outlines measures to enhance AI development in the U.S. The United Workers strike has concluded after 6 weeks as the union reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's big three automakers. Ratification by members at each of the automakers is now needed. Employees at CVS and Walgreens pharmacies have initiated a three-day walkout to protest for improved working conditions and increased hiring. The strike, called Pharmageddon, marks the third such action by pharmacists in a little over a month. Some fiscal conservatives are uneasy about a Texas plan to allocate $1.5 billion for a border wall.
I'm not sure that the best use of money is for a wall.
Republican State Senator Charles Perry believes the root problem lies in the federal government's neglect of the impact of illegal immigration. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Israel has announced an expansion of its ground operation in Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that Hamas is showing a willingness to continue fighting against Israel.
The horrors that Hamas perpetrated on October 7th remind us that we will not realize the promise of a better future unless we, the civilized world, are willing to fight the barbarians.
The development comes as the conflict between Israel and Hamas extends beyond 3 weeks. Over the weekend, negotiations between the two parties aimed at freeing some of the more than 200 hostages held by Hamas reportedly reached an impasse. Former President Trump is seeking the endorsement of his former running mate, Mike Pence. During a campaign event in Las Vegas, Trump emphasized that Pence should support him.
He should endorse me. You know why? Because I had a great, successful presidency, and he was the vice president. He should endorse me.
Trump made the remarks shortly after Pence announced that he was withdrawing from the 2024 GOP race. After paying heightened attention to national politics in 2020 and 2021, the percentage of Americans reporting they follow news about national politics very closely has dipped to 32%, a more normal reading for non-election years. Still, the public does continue to pay greater attention to politics than it did in the 1990s and early 2000s, when less than 30% were tuned in. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.